This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. In the West, they say whiskey's for drinking, water's for fighting. That's been true in California for about two centuries, but it's back in focus with that state's current drought. As part of our series, Water, the High Price of Cheap, Marketplace's Sarah Gardner reports on how past water wars are still echoing in 2015.
You have any idea what this land would be worth with a steady water supply? About $30 million more than they paid for it.
That memorable line from Jack Nicholson in Chinatown harks back to a California water war that L.A. won in the early 1900s. A century later, Californians are still fighting over water.
This is a great field to the right and to the left of you. I've got about 250 acres. There's Chardonnay.
Rudy Moosey farms in the California Delta, east of San Francisco Bay. Unlike much of California's farmland, the Delta is surrounded by water. Farmers here have some of the strongest water rights in the state because the land was developed early on. But Moosey doesn't feel so secure.
Building tunnels is not creating water. You're just stealing water from one area and giving it to somebody else.
Moosey is upset about a state proposal to build two water diversion tunnels upstream. The plan is aimed partly at ensuring mega farms and cities in central and southern California still get water if the Delta's aging levees collapse. But Moosey's convinced the diversion will ruin his water quality.
We're going to fight because if we don't, you know, it's our demise.
Turning the Delta into an inland sea, it's just not going to happen.
Jason Peltier is deputy general manager of Westlands Water District. Growers there, some of them agribusiness giants, would benefit from the tunnels. Peltier says nobody's stealing anybody else's water.
And people fear that, well, once you build it, then you can take the additional water. Well, we have the capacity to take about 12 million acre feet a year. The most we've ever taken is six, and I can't imagine us ever taking more than that.
But what Peltier describes as genetic code here, the belief that Southern California's thirst will someday destroy the North, that code runs deep. Historians say just go back to 1960 when Californians split over funding the famous California Aqueduct. Only one Northern California county voted for that bond measure, the county that would house that water project's largest dam. I'm Sarah Gardner for Marketplace.